The medical examiner determined that the victim had been severely beaten before his decapitation.